so much, Seth. All right. Well, I am joined now to talk about Git workflows and integration with Visual Studio. And I'm joined by Pradek and Tassar, who are going to talk with me about some of the different new Git and GitHub experiences that are in Visual Studio. Welcome.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, Christina. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to see both of you. And I'm super excited about this because I'm actually a really big Git fan. I'm also a big Visual Studio fan, and I love to know how more of these things can work together. So let's talk a little bit about, the idea, one of the more powerful ideas around Git. It's not just about version control. Like, that's obviously a big part of it, but it can also be really great for team collaboration. So Pradek, what can you tell me about what are some of the new features and workflows that can really help with team collaboration using Git?
Yeah, sure. So, collaboration is kind of the theme of the hour here at Build. And a lot of us at Visual Studio have been working on improving collaboration for developer teams in these new kind of workflows that they're working in. And so we've centered our design principles and customer values around enabling developers to seamlessly collaborate. And so when we talked with developers and talked with customers, some of these main principles that came to light was that we found that developers are always switching between tools and applications, right? So you're editing, coding in your editor or your IDE, and then you have to go to another application or the command line for a Git command, and then maybe to the browser for a pull request or some DevOps activity. And this kind of context switching creates a mental burden. At the end of the day, you may say that you're used to this, but it does create that load. And we wanted to help you seamlessly work on your Git flows without having to switch between these different contexts. And even in Team Explorer, what we had in Visual Studio for Git, that had different navigation panes. So there was a complex navigation pattern in which you had to switch between pages. And we wanted to really help a developer focus on working on their focus flows without having to switch. And speaking of discoverability, when new users went and tried to find Git functionality in Visual Studio, what we saw was that finding features wasn't that intuitive. And our naming wasn't that great either. And so we're working on improving all of those things and focusing on your new developer workflow in new Git experiences that we're building today. And speaking
That's
of
awesome.
New developers with Git, there's one more thing. We tried to enable clear status and high awareness so that when a developer tries to do some Git action, we've heard time and time again that it's like, what is happening right now? Like, what is this actually doing? Is my repo in the right state? And so we wanted to make sure that clear status was also something that we focused on.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And you described a lot of, I think, you described me to a T actually when you're talking about switching between different contexts, but also I think, the process when you're getting started with something, especially if you're new or if you're not super familiar with your IDE, I think it's fantastic that you're working on making things more discoverable. So I think you have a demo that you're going to be able to kind of walk us through to show us some of these experiences. Is that right?
Yeah. So about the demo, just to give you a little context, we found that there was like two different types of activities that developers are really are doing when they're working with Git. There's a very general. There's the while coding activity. So that's like your commit, pull, push. When you're working on your code typing, you just really want to just quickly do something related to Git and then jump back into your code. And you don't want to do that context switch and go to a different tool to do that. And so that's where we focus these new flows to start off with this new experience. So I'll show you a quick demo that elaborates on those new features that we built.
Awesome.
I have Visual Studio 2019 open with my solution eShop on web, already loaded and ready to go. I cloned this repository from GitHub using the new Git menu with clone repository where I could enter my URL or browse the repository, whether it's on Azure DevOps or GitHub straight from Visual Studio. So it's already here and ready for me. But let me check the Git tool window first. Just to see the status. So I'm on the master branch and normally don't develop on that. So let me check out. I don't have the branch I want locally. So let me go to my remotes and check out the develop branch, which is usually what I work on. So I'm going to check that branch out. It's going to switch to that branch and show me the progress here on the bottom left. What I also want to do is just figure out what my latest commit there was. So I'm going to view branch history from the Git menu, and it's going to show me that branch's entire history. And I remember, yeah, the last thing I did was the add the ability to check out a product from the web shop. This is an ASP.NET Core web app where I can browse products and purchase them. So I added the ability to check out the basket and in this checkout file. So I remembered that I did want to add another feature to this checkout page. So I'm going to not code on this, but I'm going to create a new branch here first based off of the develop branch. So I'm going to call it new feature and create that branch. So it's going to switch me to this branch where I can start working on the code. So I'm going to do a control Q search just to grab that file again. And once a checkout is done, it takes me to this page. And right now the page is pretty empty, but I want to add the ability to go back to shopping. So adding this code snippet, which is a link which takes me to back to the homepage to continue shopping. So I've added that small change over there, and I can see in my Git window that file is under my changes section. And so I can stage that change by clicking on the plus button, and now these are my staged changes. So I'm going to add a commit message, added a link to continue shopping after checkout, and I'm going to commit the staged files and push them, and so it's done that for me. And Visual Studio has done that, and I was able to quickly add that new feature straight from the context of my code without having to switch around to the web or other tools.
I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. So yeah, so you're not having to switch between, the web other tools. You don't have to bring up a terminal even. You can do it all from within your code base. That's really, really fantastic. And I think that users are really going to appreciate that. You said that I guess the basis for this was just listening to a lot of feedback from Visual Studio users. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we did a lot of customer studies, a lot of research, and we wanted to start off with this simplified experience. And we have a lot of cool stuff coming up ahead based on feedback of other experiences that we are hoping to show developers as well.
That's fantastic. So yeah, so kind of speaking about that, you know, there are also some kind of futuristic Git features that we're kind of looking at. And Tassar, I know that you have a more focused kind of activity around Git. Is that correct? That you can talk about?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's correct, Christina. So the other type of activities that Git users are going through are focused activities, and this is where you would want to step away from your code and use a full screen real estate and to focus on these activities. And for these activities today, we found out that developers jump into another tool or even use their browser to interact with them. And that's why for the next phase of Git enhancements in Visual Studio, we are working on a full screen experience where you would be able to browse and manage your repository. This is where you would be able to do, you know, anything from exploring your branch history, view devs, run interactive Git operations, and even, you know, potentially manage your pull requests without any context switching. So, like, if we think about where developers spend most of their time today, we find that editing, debugging, and building code is a main part of their daily activities. And we are calling these, or we consider them to be a part of their inner loop. And then, so when they create a pull request, they basically, you know, they would go into what we call the outer loop, where they would be interacting with their team members and engage in activities outside of their editor. And the more disconnected these two loops, the more context switching as a developer will be going through. So basically, to minimize this context switching, we have been thinking about experiences that, creating and reviewing pull requests straight from Visual Studio. And these experiences would potentially, bring those two loops together. So now, just to show, a demo or something that help communicate what we are working on, I have, a very early prototype that demonstrates how we might be able to achieve this in Visual Studio. So
awesome.
If you are ready, I can share that.
Yes, please do. Please show it to us. We'd love to kind of see this kind of proof of concept.
Okay, cool. This is the demo here.
On this prototype, I'm starting from where Pratik stopped on his demo. After pushing our changes, we get a success message with a link to create a pull request. Clicking on this link navigates me to the repository view in Visual Studio with a pre-populated create pull request form. And we can also see that there is an illustration of the operation that we are about to perform in the repo graph. One thing that we might want to do before creating our pull request would be to review our changes. And we can do that by clicking on files in the changes list, which would show me a diff on the right-hand side here, without having to navigate away from my pull request that I'm creating. Now, let's fill in any missing information and click create. So as we can see here, that would create my pull request and open it for me, where I can add in any missing information. And while I'm waiting for my team to review my pull request, let's work on something else. So here you can see that I switched to a branch called Hotfix 23, where I've been working on my hotfix. And while doing that, I get a push notification in Visual Studio about the pull request that we created, telling me that there are 4 new comments. I can dismiss this notification or click on it if I think that this is a good time for me to review these new comments. So doing that will take me back to my pull request, where I can interact with the team and make changes to my code without leaving Visual Studio.
That's fantastic. I love it. I love kind of that early look. And I don't want to be, I guess, overly simplistic, but it kind of looks like you're, kind of almost bringing like a full like Git client experience potentially into Visual Studio, so that, it's even less of a reason for people to kind of have to, switch tools and maybe switch mind frame. So I think that's really terrific. I love that proof of concept. We've got a couple of questions coming in from the chat. And so one of them is from Matthew, and he wants to know, can we clone over SSH or only over HTTPS? How does that work?
Yeah. We can definitely, with the clone dialog and the clone interface in Visual Studio, you can clone HTTPS, you can clone over SSH. We recognize all of those different formats. And so any way that you want to grab the URL from github.com or even browser repositories, you can do that and clone.
Fantastic. And another question we've got in from David is he's mentioning that he's on Visual Studio 16.6 and he doesn't see the Git option in his menu. And so he says this is kind of a new feature. And I think this is. So what do people need to do so that they can enable some of these features now?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So yeah, these features are in preview right now. So they're not in Visual Studio 2019 release, where we've just released them in our preview channel. So you need to download Visual Studio 2019 preview. And not only that, if you go to Tools Options, and we have a Preview Features pane, and if you check the box for a new Git experience, all of these features will then just light up. So we're giving you the ability to turn off the features if you need to, and if there's any reason that something doesn't work for you, or if you have feedback on your workflow and how you use it differently, and if you want us to add some features, please give us that feedback.
Fantastic. And users can have Visual Studio Insiders or preview rather installed next to the regular Visual Studio. Is that correct?
Yep, exactly. Side by side.
Okay. Fantastic. So if you don't want to worry, if you're worried about messing up one of your environments, you don't have to worry about that. Install the preview version and enable those flags. All right. Well, thank you both so much for sharing a look at these new Git options, as well as kind of a preview of some things we can expect in the future. It certainly has me excited. And so I'm going to kind of do a mic drop, or as I call it, my alias for Git Sash, and I'm going to throw it back to the studio. Thank you.